Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and his desires for his children.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Way of Life program. My name is Charmaine. I'm going to speak on the life of God in us. So, what is God's life? God's life is the nature of God and the character of God. When we exercise faith in Jesus Christ or become born again, his nature and character ought to become our way of life. The life we are to live with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, being our only model, our only example. To bring further clarity, our nature is our inherent or natural or inborn qualities, personality, and disposition. That's the way we are made up. Character is the mental and moral qualities of a person. The nature we inherited is inherently pure. That's the nature we inherited from God when we accepted him as our Lord and Savior. What we inherited is inherently pure, holy, and righteous as God is. Apostle Paul calls it the new nature or new man, Ephesians 4:24. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Therefore, we should be walking in newness of life, as noted in Romans 6:4. For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. As the life of God grows in us, the nature and character of God, which is in Jesus Christ, grows, which gives rise to these desires. The life of God in us desires God above everything and everyone. It thirsts for God. It loves God. It seeks to obey God. It submits to God. It loves to talk to God. And it sees God as its everything. And it is passionate for what brings glory and pleasure to God. Its request to the Lord is always to fulfill his will and to please him in all things. Its sole desire is to be filled with God himself. When these desires are increasing in us, it is the life of God growing in us. When sin becomes detestable to us and we begin to hate every evil way, the life of God is growing in us. When we love righteousness and justice based on God's standard, the life of God is growing in us. When we truly begin to love all human beings, regardless of race, color, or status, the life of God is growing in us. When helping others become a joy to us, the life of God is growing in us. When people applaud us for doing good deeds and we wholeheartedly give all the glory to God, the life of God is growing in us. The life of God is the nature of God, and it embodies the character of God and always wants to do what God does. It always wants to obey him, never to grieve him. This life is in itself the desire for God, just as a baby desires his or her mother's milk. And we know when a baby desires milk, when it's hungry, how it cries and cries and cries until it is fed. So God wants us to be hungry and thirsty for him and his desires. You can listen to this episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Go to www.starcomnetwork.net and look for the podcast tab at the top of the page where you can access this one and any episode of the program Way of Life. Shalom.
Lord, all you Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Thank you for tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.